This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up? On what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello, and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. Of course, there's just tons and tons and tons and tons of things going on. Guess what? There's tons and tons and tons of things going on. We had a pretty good go-around last hour with the Jerome Corsi Roger Stone situation, which plays a lot into what we've been doing for years here at Agenda 21 Radio. And it shows you how desperate this whole thing with the Russia probe is. Because there's no there. They're reaching for something there that's not there, Mr. Mueller. And people are starting to figure it out. And again, over time. See, I said this earlier. Had they had anything on Trump for the collusion, anything related to collusion, they would have had it out before the election, right? And now they don't. And that's kind of like, put up or shut up. And that's really kind of the problem that's going on, isn't it? Isn't it? That is kind of the problem that is going on. So, I think it's rope time. it's time now to end it all. What I mean is that, you know, I envision Mueller on this nice big sprint. He's sprinting down the field, and he's got a rope around his neck. And he's almost to the end. He's almost to the goal line. And all of a sudden at the 5-yard, dink, he's pulled back suddenly. And he's on the field. He's injured. And out rushes to help him out. Out rushes Eric Holder. Eric Holder. First on the scene, Eric Holder. There must be some sort of conspiracy going on here. Something very fast and very furious brought him down, Mr. Mueller. So he's Johnny on the spot. He's looking around going, what happened here? Mueller's down. He's down at the five. He had an open field, not unmolested, to the goal line. And all of a sudden, dink, he's down. There's something fast and furious going on here. Next out on the scene, who do we have? James Comey. James Comey struts out there. Long drink of water. He struts out there. Hey, hey, hey. I have some emails. Maybe we can figure it out. Let's look inside the server. Check it out. Let's look for information. Let's check it out and look inside that server. And screaming from the sideline hysterically, Hillary Clinton, no, no, you can't do that. No, no, look at the bathroom, look at the bathroom. They're triggered. They're triggered because they see their man down at the five. And guess what? The ball squirted from his arms backwards. And who's about to pounce on the ball? Oh, my God, Donald Trump. Mr. Orange Face himself. Coming right at him. You can just see this whole thing. They're right in the middle of the field. And they all turn around and say, oh, we forgot about the ball. Where's the ball? We want to score. And all of a sudden you see Donald Trump running with his orange face looking at him. He may go all the way. Boom, he jumps on the football. Picks up the football and runs the other direction. He's running down the sideline. And there's nobody to stop him. Picks up the fumble at the 10-yard line and runs 90 yards. Scores! Donald Trump wins the game. That's just one way of looking at it. Right? That's just one way of looking at it. What is wrong with me today? We're winning. And, you know, I like it when we're winning. So what is Robert Mueller going to do now? What's a Mueller to do? What's a third to do? You know, is he a three percenter? You know, he's Robert Mueller the third. I know all my people that are out there into the three percenter movement. She go, no, listen, isn't he? I mean, he's a third. He's a Robert Mueller. Doesn't that entitle him to be considered a three percenter? I don't think. No, listen, I don't think so. No, I understand the 3%, and I appreciate all my 3% listeners out there, you 3%ers, you. The founding fathers and everybody else in the revolution would be very proud of all the 3%ers, but not the third one, not the third Mueller. What is wrong with me today? Okay, anyway, so we've got that. Then, of course, the Cindy Hyde-Smith thing gives us 53 seats in the Senate. Now, and they're scrambling over on the House side even today. Will Nancy Pelosi, will she stay or will she go? That's the big question. It's a big question. She's got gobs of money. My guess is she's going to stay. She's going to stay. And my guess is, for some just strange reason, I think Nancy's going to really work with the president. It won't be because Donald Trump became a Democrat again. No. I think, say hallelujah, brother. The sister has seen the light, perhaps. This is open speculation on my part. I just have a feeling that may be the case. Open speculation, nothing more, nothing less. Tinfoil hat thinking, okay? See what that gets you in life, right? The tinfoil hat thinking. That's what this is. Open speculation that Nancy Pelosi has seen the light. Seen the light. And she's going to pledge that she's going to work with the president, and her people are kind of scratching their head because, you know, really the thing is that her people want to work with the president. I made this point earlier. You see, the people who elected all these House seats, they elected Donald Trump too. So that puts the people that got elected on the Democratic side who are elected by the people who like Trump, they've got a whole different attitude about Trump, and Nancy Pelosi needs to match that attitude of her constituents, or she's just not going to be selected. But, you know, well, I shouldn't say the not selected. She's not going to find herself in a good position when she is selected, because I think the money thing with everybody is going to be the towering feature about Nancy Pelosi, because money is just such a short change for anybody in politics, especially on the Republican side. If you're a Republican in California, you get no money. There's no money for you. No, especially California. California Republicans are a dead party. But they're trying to revive it. They're trying to bring it back. It's going to be interesting. It's all a leadership question. But let's see how that whole thing works out. We've got New California, of course. And New California has entered the fray and is going to continue to enter the fray here. We're going to talk a little bit about, I guess, I haven't seen it yet, but people were telling me yesterday that Alex Jones was going off on California and talking about how California should drop out of the union. And I said, well, that sounds a little globalish to me. That's exactly what the globalists want, is California to drop out, right? And become its own nation. That's what we've been telling people about. So does Alex Jones, is he really thinking like a globalist and in the Jerry Brown camp? Shocked to find that one out. So we're going to go over to his website and see if that the allegations are true. You know, just saying. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
You know, the other day, we were reading a grievance, and actually the other day was yesterday. And one of the things that we come up with when we read the grievances, and this is really important to understand, is that it is the constitutional responsibility of the President of the United States to uphold the Constitution. I mean, that's why he takes the oath of office. So the Constitution is very, very clear about invasion. And a lot of this is something that no one in the media is talking about, but we could talk about it here because, you know, we're right engaged in it. We're expecting that the President of the United States, at least for New Californians, talk about the borders, talk about invasion, and protect us from invasion. We are demanding that because our own state government is aiding and abetting invasion. And that's the thing that we need to do, is we need to demand that our president protect us from invasion. Now, that's exactly what he's doing. This is as it states, basically. I'm telling you, Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, it states that we are guaranteed a republican form of government. That's the first responsibility that he has to guarantee, that we are are guaranteed a republican form of government. The second thing is that we as people in our states are free from invasion. That's what it states. And the third one is from domestic violence. Those are the three elements of the guarantee clause of the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution. Thank you very much. And we demand all three of those be enforced in California. Now, right now, the president's doing a pretty good job of that. Where no one was, we've got, see, in our state of California, what we've got is an insurrection by the government. The government itself, it's not we the people, it's the government that's a dictatorship that's trying to destroy our own relationship with the United States of America. It's trying to break the border. Is trying to break the legal bonds that glue us together. And the legal bonds that glue us together is Article 4, Section 4, and also the Supremacy Clause. The Supremacy Clause says that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land, and that state laws do not trump, there's that word, trump the federal government or the Constitution. And that is the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2 of the Supremacy Clause. Thank you very much. That's why Jeff Sessions came out here in March and basically trumped everything that we're trumpeted. I know you, but that's a weird thing. He trumpeted and parroted out everything that we had been saying up until that point from New California's grievances. When I asked my associate, I said, don't you find that a little odd that he would do that? And he said to me plainly, he says, well, you know, Jeff Sessions can read your grievances too. That's my point. That's my point. He did. So we're protected at the border right now. That's one San Ysidro. And guess what? What was the focal point of these caravans? It was San Ysidro. And their little stunt by going to McAllen, Texas, Hidalgo, by going there, which is the shortest distance to come to America, right? And all of a sudden, boom, traversing the whole north of Mexico and going to Tijuana. That's because they had all these buses lined up. Yeah, get to Hidalgo, boom. We're done. No. We don't want to go there. We want to go to where we are being roundly recruited and accepted and enticed to go to, and that's California. Because why? We'll get a driver's license. They'll give us all kinds of support. In fact, Jerry Brown, willing to pay an attorney who takes $15 million from the California state budget, sends it down to Mexico, or actually down to the border, for attorney fees to cover any of the illegal immigrants' attorney fees. Nice, huh? But what does Trump do? He hardens the border and says, you're not coming across. You're not coming across. And that's where we're at right now. And more troops are coming to the border, coming into California from outside, coming from other states as National Guards. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. It might mean that President Trump is sitting there thinking, you know, this Jerry Brown dude and what they're doing in California by perverting the whole and creating a monoparty system and perverting the entire governmental system to a hate system of the United States isn't working. They're violating all the parts of the guarantee clause of Article 4, Section 4. There's no Republican form of government. If you look at the state government here, it's a monoparty system. There's no government here, per se, that's Republican. They don't guarantee that. We're not free from invasion. Heck, they're acting it out. They're acting it out. They're hoping we're invaded. They're offering all sorts of inducements and so on. And then on top of that, we're not free from domestic violence, Kate Steinle. It's in sanctuary state status. That is the fact. Jack, Lindsey Graham talks about the mission is to protect the border from being overrun right now. Because why? As we've talked about, the stratagem of these folks is to bring more and more and more ever-increasing numbers across the border. Millions are coming.
Here now with more on the serious ongoing situation at the southern border, South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham. You know what's amazing is you watch, first you see the statistics in the Obama years and all the times they used tear gas. Do you remember any reports, any hysteria from the media about that?
Well, number one, no. And how long does it take you to figure this out? When it comes to Obama, when he uses tear gas, he's protecting the country. The narrative is that Trump is a cruel, heartless bastard, only works if he uses tear gas on kids, and it undercuts the argument if the Obama administration used tear gas to protect our border from being overrun. The question for the country is, what do you say to the people who shot the canisters? I stand behind the men and women on the border standing between us and people who want to cross illegally. When you're slamming the tear gas, you're slamming the people we put on the border to protect us. And that's what disgusts me the most.
What are they supposed to do?
Yeah, what are they supposed to do?
Rocks and bottles are being pelted at them. What are we supposed to do when they're breaking down barriers and want to rush the border? This is what we were warning about before the election.
Yes.
And it's now coming to pass. And there are thousands more still coming.
Well, I've been a lawyer in the military most of my adult life. You use the least amount of force possible to protect you and secure the mission. And the mission is to protect the border from being overrun. So tear gas keeps the people apart. You don't get in a fight. That's a good thing. The bottom line is Donald Trump was right to call the caravan out weeks ago. He's right to make sure it never crosses the border. People throughout the world are watching the president. If he blinks here, his credibility on securing the border is dead. He's not going to blink. And to my Democratic friends, how do you expect the public to work with us to fix a broken immigration system if you support one wave after another? A lot's at stake here. The president's not going to bend. He's not going to back down. And I hope the Republicans in Congress will stand behind it.
So President Obama tear gasses people on a monthly basis. We now have literally, and we'll talk to Kirstjen Nielsen, the Secretary of Homeland Security. We have identified, Mexico too has identified at least 500, maybe 600 criminals coming across that border that have integrated themselves into the migrant population. And that means when I sat through a briefing with Rick Perry in Texas when he was governor, a security briefing that Obama should have been at, when I sat through it, They had 7-year period of time, 642,000 crimes committed against Texans. Some minor, many serious, including murder. I've interviewed angel moms and dads more than I ever wanted to in my whole life. Lost their lives to illegal immigrants that we even had in our justice system and never deported. At what point does the government bear the responsibility that they didn't do their job and enforce the law? What culpability do they have?
Well, I think we have a lot of culpability as a nation from ignoring this problem. You know, doing the same old thing and expecting a different outcome is insanity. President Trump is going to stop the caravan. The next one's coming, won't come if this one is stopped. He'll shut down the border if he has to. Democrats should give him the money he needs to secure the border. If they deny him the funding to secure our border, President Trump is going to push back and fight back. And this is a day of reckoning for the American people. What message do you want to send to the rest of the world about our border? If you want to be open borders, this is your chance. If you want to stand firm, this is also your opportunity. And I hope Democrats understand you got to really hate Trump to not see this caravan as a problem for the American people.
Let me ask you a last question about Mueller. The president said he's not going to stop this. Never had any plans. He said it numerous times now. At this point, how do we justify as a nation that believes in we're a constitutional republic, we agree in equal application of our laws, equal justice under the law, and Hillary used paid for phony Russian lies to influence the American people. That was used as a fraud on the FISA court, would never verify to corroborate it. Hillary never identified as having paid for it. And then it goes further. Then it's used as part of a leak strategy. The bulk of information, according to yours and Charles Grassley's memo, used to obtain the FISA warrants. Why has Mueller, if he cares about Russian interference, she paid for it. Why is that not an issue?
Well, you can't blame Mueller because it's not his charter to look at that. I do blame the Department of Justice.
Why is it not? If he's looking for Russia collusion, why is that not within his mandate when somebody's loan application is within his mandate?
Well, it might be, but I blame the Department of Justice for not appointing a special counsel to look at the FISA warrant. They really got away with a lot here, and if I'm chairman of the committee next year, we're going to look at the FISA warrant problem. I promise you we will.
You're going to get to the bottom of that? Could we get to the bottom of Hillary's emails and destruction of emails?
We need a special counsel to look at all this. Why was the FBI in the tank for Clinton? Right. Did they have a political bias? This screams for a special counsel. That's why Trump was so upset with the Sessions Department of Justice.
Okay. Screaming for a special counsel. That's part of the border situation, right? Part of all, the whole situation, actually. But I wanted to set this up for you so that you understand that what's going on at the border is very, very, very important. And that the president's guarantees are, he's guaranteeing us this right now in California, for sure. So California, I guess you can say, is being protected by the president of the United States. Certainly not by the governor and the government of California. Absolutely not. That's my bigger point. That is my absolute bigger point about all this. Now, along comes Alex Jones. I should probably call Alex and say, Alex, hey, there's an alternative here. Alex Jones' message to Californians from Infowars.com. Okay. It says Alex Jones is calling for the U.S. to secede. To secede from California, saying the cancerous tumor must be walled off from the rest of the nation if there is any chance for survival. All right. I'll bite. We'll hear what he has to say.
The censorship.
Let's see what he has to say here. Got a little commercial going on.
California, caravans coming your way, incoming, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, if you're from Michigan and escaping the socialism, we love you. If you're from New York, escaping all of it, great New Yorkers. You're from Florida, wherever, you're welcome. But let me tell you something. You're a globalist. You want to come here and try to get my guns and try to teach my kids how to chop their balls off? You can go jump right in the lake. Just get the hell out of here, you parasites.
Okay.
Now, you hate Christianity, you hate conservatism, you hate capitalism, but you're always fighting to get your fat ass in the middle of it so you can suck our blood, you scum. You get the hell away from me and my children. I declare war on you. You declare it on me. You got a war.
Because you know that I'm a conspiracy theorist. In some circles, they compare me to Alex Jones. Okay, I just had to stop it to kind of clarify that. I'm not an Alex Jones like kind of guy. But he's talking about California here and about the message about, and it could affect, of course, New California. So I have to step up here. Here you go, Alex Jones Show.
So imagine if somebody told you 20 years ago that in 2018, in 1998, if somebody told you they would move against the family publicly, say the word mother and father is bad, he or she would be removed by Google. Google's announced that AI will not even let you type or search he or she. And that they would be targeting children nationwide at age 5, telling them that they're really another gender. And then if they could get the child to say they want to be another gender, that the government can emancipate them without even a court case, giving them alcohol, whatever's endangerment, pedophile trying to have sex with is endangerment. But if you can set the precedent to emancipate them and let them make adult decisions, currently it's age 8 that they are chemically sterilizing little boys in the U.S., and I've got the Houston Chronicle and other reports here where with a straight face, the father doesn't want his 6-year-old son to sign the paperwork to be sterilized. He's 6 and a half in a year and a half. So the court's moving with his mother to terminate his parental rights because he doesn't want his son to be chemically sterilized. He's the abuser. He's the bad man. See, upside down world. The LGBTP pedophile community, you see, and they take our tolerance and our openness and have headlines every time I talk about it. Alex Jones, another transgender rant. I'm a libertarian. If an adult man wants to go have his testicles set.
So this is Alex Jones. We're sort of getting to the part where he talks about California because he rants against California because this is all California's fault. And now this is why he wants California to secede from the nation. Well, you know, a little misguided, Alex Jones. And if we can get here in a second, we'll take this apart. Why Alex Jones? Maybe Alex Jones is a globalist. I don't know. Maybe he is. It's just kind of the way I feel about some things. But to blame all this on California, or at least to blanketly blame it on all Californians, this kind of stuff is not true, of course. And there's millions and millions and millions of Californians just feel the same way about all this stuff. They're revolted, and they have their own little feelings about it. So to say that Californians are, I guess you would say, need to leave, okay? Need to leave the nation. It's really, really misguided. And of course, does Alex Jones want to break up the union of states? Is that what he wants to do? I guess that's the big question. Does Alex Jones want to destroy the union of states? This, as I was listening to this last night, because I got the note from people saying, gotta watch Alex Jones. So I got this whole thing about Alex Jones ranting about taking California out and making it a different country altogether on its own. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. And, of course, having that kind of talk plays right into what Jerry Brown wants. See, the filth mongers in the in this whole schemata of things, the filth mongers who've brought all this stuff about, they really do want California to secede, and they're trying to set the stage for it by having all this filth, if you will, by having all these misguided, I mean, from everything from supporting and paying for the illegal foreign invaders to this transgender business that they've been talking about on the extremes is just as repulsive to most Californians as it is to him. But to put a whole blanket on everybody, a whole cloth on everybody, is wrong. That's wrong for Alex to do that. And we're going to find out exactly where he had this point. Doesn't seem to want to play the point right now, but we're going to find out where that was. But that's what Alex Jones is promulgating out there. It says, in fact, I'm going to call him up. I'll call him up and say, look, we need to have some representation here. That you're not making a proper statement about what is really truly going on with Californians in the relationship to Californians. See if he's got this going
on. Stupid evil people. They're like locusts. They already ate California to the bone. Losers from all over the country that went there to be somebody. And now they've come here to my Texas. And boy, they're California and my Texas bad. And I don't want to hear I'm authoritarian. Everywhere I go, the Californians march up. They're not even Californians. It's the scum. And they go, you get out of here, our beautiful town. You know, when your ancestors were serfs, my ancestors were here creating a state. And I'm not going to sit here and let you. So it's a propaganda move. It's tongue in cheek. But I'm putting billboards up, everything. Deport Californians. Make them seek asylum. Make them pledge that they're American. Make them pledge that they renounce.
What he's talking about here is what I've always said is Californication. And don't let it happen to your states out there. And that's what he's talking about. Okay, so I can say a little bit differently than Alex Jones. And, you know, that's why when people make the comparison with me and him, it's kind of like, well, you know, we might be saying some of the same things in different ways easily. But yes, no question about it. Do not let, and this is what we're telling people about, stand your ground in California. Because don't be duped by the globalist here in California, the Jerry Browns of the world, the monoparty system. Stand your ground. Stay in California and fight it. Don't export it. That's what we do not want. We do not want that exportation of especially the liberal mindset out there, which is what is happening to the rest of the nation. What starts in California gets to the rest of the nation. Remember that? And that's exactly the tool that they use on the rest of the nation. So we've got to correct the problem here in California. And New California is the correction to that. That's the point. And we need to stay strong with that. We're going to be back in just a minute, and we'll get this whole Alex Jones thing playing for you so you can, well, sense his frustration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-270-7117.
866-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
I'm not going to sit here and let you. So it's a propaganda move. It's tongue in cheek, but I'm putting billboards up, everything, deport Californians, make them seek asylum, make them pledge that they're American, make them pledge that they renounce the California demon spirit, and then we welcome you. But the America must wall off the parasite California now. Or they're, because they've said they're going to export it, they're going to export it everywhere. So we got California caravans coming your way, incoming, ladies and gentlemen. And I mean, if you're from Michigan and escaping the socialism, we love you. If you're from New York, escaping all of it, great New Yorkers. You're from Florida, wherever, you're welcome. But let me tell you something. You're a globalist. You want to come here and try to get my guns and try to teach my kids how to chop their balls off. You can go jump right in the lake. Just get the hell out of here, you parasites. Now, you hate Christianity, you hate conservatism, you hate capitalism, but you're always fighting to get your fat ass in the middle of it so you can suck our blood, you scum. You get the hell away from me and my children. I declare war on you. You declare it on me. You got a war. We're about to pull out all the stops around here. And that said, I need massive funding. This is our biggest sell ever. Cyber Week's going on right now. Store-wide free shipping.
Create a crisis and sell a product. There you go. Right? So, he's right. He just says it very loudly, but he's right. And, of course, that's why we created New California State. New California State. We created this so that we would also join in preventing the globalist spread as these. See, the thing about what's happened here is this is a globalist attempt to destroy California and the rest of the nation. And so now you have Alex Jones saying things like, you know, the United States should secede from California. Well, guess what? It doesn't. That mentality is not going to work. All you're doing is emboldening the globalist if you break the bonds that bind us together. If you break the borders and you separate California into its own nation, which is exactly what they want to do, then you're just playing right into their hands. That's why when we are here in California as New California to stop the globalist. That's our goal. And we denounce everything he's saying. I mean, not everything he's saying. We support everything he's saying there. We don't want Californication going on either. Now, what he's saying is there are caravans coming from California over to Texas, over to Idaho, and places like that. And, of course, there are. And this is what we say, stand our ground. Don't do this. Let's not export ourselves. Let's not do this. We stand our ground and we straighten out the problem here as New California. And we can. And we must. But to say that we should secede or they should take us up and secede from California, that's just playing right into their hands. We need to stop what is going on. We need to stop the behavior. We need to stop the ideology that is moving it forward. And stop the fact that they're using the state of California and its governmental system to do just that. See, it's the monoparty system. It's the dictatorship here. It's the communist form of government that they're spreading as something good and wholesome for the rest of the nation, and it is not. He's right on the merits. Certainly wrong, completely wrong on what kind of outcome he's expecting or wants or desires. The outcome is not to get rid of California as an outlier state and form a new government there or a new country. That's the absolute wrong thing to do. You're rewarding these people by even mentioning it, Alex. And you shouldn't do it. That's why we're forming New California. That's why New California is here to stop this tyranny from spreading. They've chosen California as the place to launch the assault on the rest of the nation. Sanctuary states, anybody? Sanctuary counties and cities and so on? Where did it all start? Well, it started in other states as well, but certainly California has been the leader in that, right? New California won't tolerate that. None of the stuff that's going on right now in California will be tolerated in New California. I mean, you talk about education, you talk about all these crazy laws, all that goes aside and will not be a part of New California. We'll have a new constitution, we'll have a whole new way of doing business. And there's nothing they can do to stop it. Jerry Brown or his ilk or Gavin Newsom, nothing they can do to stop it. California right now is in a state of insurrection. And we've been saying that. We say that every Tuesday now. And we absolutely issue, we have a prayer at the end of every one of our grievances now. And we pray for Donald Trump. We pray for him to act. In fact, I got it right here. See if I have the prayer. I hope I do. I guess I don't. But we pray that Donald Trump, the president, will invoke the Insurrection Act and declare that California is a state in insurrection so that we can correct this problem and solve the problem using the West Virginia model, which we are following for statehood. Constitutionally, that's the way to do it, Alex. Giving up and giving them their own nation state? That's pouring gasoline on the fire. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Okay, so this is the direct prayer that we offer at the end of each one of our grievances. And yesterday, grievance number 45, I'll be reading grievance number 45 to you next hour. Don't you hate it when a plan comes together? This is what we offer as a prayer. The citizens of New California State pray for the president to exercise his authority under the Insurrection Act of 1807 to end the tyranny being foisted upon the United States citizens living in California State. We would hope that Alex Jones and others say the same prayer. That's what our hope is. The next hour, I'll read to you the grievance number 45. So it's very, very clear where we stand with this whole thing. Because, you know, we're fighting it out here. We are. And pushing back in the other states is good against the ideology. It's the ideology that's driving it. And these people that are out there driving the ideology and getting into politics and going to other states and saying this is the way it should be done, we did it in California? Well, of course, you have to ask the question, how's that working out for you in California, huh? Of those people. You have to take those people on in your own towns. That's the way you stop these folks. You stand your ground in the other states out there. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.